Hey folks, this is David Shore for Crumb Shrimp Child Protective Services. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, the best interest of the child or children. You know who started that. And that was the Chancery Courts of England. And now, you know, they're talking about transgender children. They're talking about, you know, how a child wants to transition from a man, a boy to a girl, or a girl to a boy. How they know that even at the age of 2, or even younger, that the child, they knew the child wanted to be this sex or that sex. Well, I have a question. And the question is the title of this episode. Where is Child Protection Services when it comes to this? How come they're not saying anything? Doesn't anybody ask that question? Isn't Child Protection Services supposed to protect your children? Or is it just, oh, well, we're going to help them pass these laws so that we're going to protect the children? And maybe these kids wanna go from being male to female or female to male. But then we have an added feature that if you misgender your child, that they take away your child, that they arrest you, fine you, like in Michigan, they're trying to pass where it's $10,000 if you misgender your child. And you're thrown in jail. Well, folks, that violates the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. That clearly states, states shall not pass or enforce any laws that infringes on the privileges and immunities of its citizens. Now, it's a... If it's a privilege, if you can have children, and if the state, once again, says, hey, guess what? We're going to make it a law now that if we say you're misgendering your child, whether or not you are, we're going to pass that law, we're going to fine you $10,000, and we're going to put you behind bars. Where's CPS in this? I thought that they were all about not splitting up the family. Hey, don't take my word for it. If you can contact the St. Joseph County offices of the Indiana Department of Child Services and ask for a Mr. Kenneth Downs, D-O-W-N-S. He actually stated that to me and, at my time, my wife's face. Said it right to our face that Child Protection Services, CPS, does not split up families. I kid you not. But, looks like, obviously, it's either A, they don't want to say anything, because they're complacent, or they're completely ignorant of this. But I think they're complacent. The silence from Child Protection Services, no matter what state they're in, is deafening. Aren't they supposed to protect the children? But, wait a minute. I'm sorry, folks. Where was my mind? They're protecting them from you, the parents. They want to take the kids from you. Now, with these laws, they can find another way to take your kids. Why else are they silent? Why else will they not say anything against these laws? Because it benefits them. Terry Stigden, the Indiana Department of Child Services state director, has blocked me. My belief is because I am telling her that this is a fact. It is not my opinion. I have seen it firsthand. I have experienced it firsthand. And now, all of a sudden, they're passing even more laws, yet they say they're going for child welfare reform. Yeah, that reform is, hey, I wonder how many more kids we can take. You notice that they're not taking away the bonuses. You notice that? You notice Terry Stigman isn't saying anything about this podcast. Kind of notice? Now, I'm not getting too many people. About 4 or 5 are listening. Maybe up to 17. But the ones that are listening, please pass this on to as many people as you can. Pass my podcast on to as many people and have them listen. And also, contact Terry Stigman, the Indiana Department of Child Services. Go to www.in.org or ask Governor Holcomb. Go there. There is going to be a long list of who you want it directed to. You can direct it to the governor. You can direct it to the DCS director, which I would highly recommend. Flood it. Call them. Find out why is it that they say they're supposed to be reform, you know, child welfare reform, and yet they pass a law that DCS can actually use. They can say, oh, they were going to try to transition their child from male to female or female to male. We're taking your child. It's currently being challenged in the courts. Now, if it stands, folks, I don't know where you can go. I'm being honest. People in California think, oh, you move over to states like Indiana, you'll be safe. Who's to say that the Indiana Department of Child Services, somebody moving in here, may not decide that they're going to maybe comply with some of these states and extradite that take your child and extradite that child back. You think I'm making this up? Florida has that. Really look into these laws. But more importantly, if you have to go directly down to the state office of the Indiana Department of Child Services, I would highly recommend you do that. This is ridiculous. The loudest silence is coming. It's coming from the state welfare, child welfare agencies. The state child welfare. Like the Indiana Department of Child Services, the Tennessee Department of Child Services. You name it. Whatever title they want to give themselves. It's really something, isn't it? Here we are. I mean, I get upset because what are they doing? They're making laws so that they can take their kids. They don't care about transgender. They care about taking your children. They don't care if they mess them up in the head. They don't want to give them the information. They don't want to give you parents the information. Because if you looked at everything, what would your decision be? Would it still be to transition your child from male to female or female to male? Would it be that you would follow through? Or if you got all the information, would your decision be different? But make no mistake on this. This isn't about helping you. This is about helping themselves. This is also about, how much money can we get? And also, how can we help this party that's helping us? Or this politician? Well, let's go on that. Look at the politicians that constantly get re-elected over and over and over and over and over again. Look at the judges that are on the bench who are on that bench over and over and over. The ones you yell at. The ones you're wondering, how the fuck are they still on the bench? Like John M. Marnooka. Look at him. Check if they support CPS. And how many cases, how many of you went in front of judges like Marnooka? How many of you went in front of a family court judge and that the father was court ordered not to have any contact with his children? When you start looking at that, you look at these laws. Look at these politicians. How much money did they got kicked back to them? That's what you got to look at. 2024 should be a year whereby you tell these politicians, since you want to play this game, since you want to take our children, since you want to completely destroy the family, we're going to find politicians, we're going to find people that won't do that, that won't be the bitch of CPS. There are more parents, Muslim parents, Jewish parents, Christian parents, lesbian, gay, bisexual parents. They're all doing one thing. And I've watched it. What are they doing? They are making sure that their parent, that their children are safe. That they're not being indoctrinated. That this new fringe group, they're making sure that, hey, if they don't want their kid being taught sexuality, that it should be left to the parents, they're chewing them a new one. But to all CPS agents that are listening, including you, Stigton and Zornick, I'm on to you. And hopefully, my loyal listeners and followers are also onto you. Because I will tell you right now, they should be pulling their kids out of school if you're not already doing it. Learn that Constitution forwards and backwards. And remember, don't let them in your house. Get a lawyer. Document, document, document. Make sure you have like a body cam if you can afford it. If not, have your phone recording. If they say they can't be recorded, make sure of your party consent state laws. If it's one party consent, they can't say a damn word. But again, as I conclude this, why is Child Protection Services being so quiet when they're supposed to be protecting our kids? Unless they're allowing the predators to get away with this. And the predators, 9 times out of 10, are in the system itself. This is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And put the pressure on Child Protection Services. Let's find out why they're being so quiet.